You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on The Lutheran Hour. Its title, Quench Your Spiritual Thirst. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
Time magazine now claims that America is fascinated with Buddhism. By the multiple thousands, people are turning to this philosopher as a substitute for Bible-based religion. Time cites the recent release of two highly publicized Hollywood movies. These movies, called 7 Years in Tibet and Kundun, both feature and promote Buddhism. In addition, Amazon Books now boasts that it is the world's largest bookstore, and on its web pages they now offer over 1,200 books relating to Buddhism. People from all walks of life are eagerly buying and reading these latest publications. Those who produce these movies and those who write the scripts and those who create the images, they understand that the greatest struggle most people today are facing is meaninglessness. You see, people may drive the latest model Chevrolet or Ford or Dodge or Lexus or any other late model automobile, but there is no lasting fulfillment in cars that rust and wear out. Most people in the United States and Canada, they live in homes that the rest of the world can only dream about. These homes include almost every luxury item available to make life easier, such as 30-inch television sets, microwaves, automatic washers and dryers, dishwashers, and we could go on and on. And yet, instead of feeling better, many hearts in our nation today are simply empty. Thousands today feel like the author of Ecclesiastes, who wrote, "I consider all my activities, which my hands had done, and the labor which I had exerted, and behold, all is vanity and striving after wind." Consequently, in our thirst for meaning in life today, many in the United States and Canada are looking not only for more physical luxuries, but for new and for deeper spiritual fulfillment. And this is also why our society is becoming increasingly vulnerable to false prophets and to mind-bending and soul-destroying cults. Beloved, the Apostle John writes, "Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, and see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." The writer of Proverbs warns, "The naive believes everything, but the prudent man considers his steps. A wise man is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is arrogant and careless." The Apostle Paul puts it simply, "Examine everything carefully, and then hold fast to that which is good." And so then, dear friend, if your soul hungers and thirsts for meaning and purpose in life, then be very, very careful. Do not permit, I repeat, do not permit the devil, the master of manipulation, to direct your thoughts to the latest movies promoting secular ideologies, modern miracle religions, or ancient Eastern philosophies. But instead, focus your faith on the life-giving words of Jesus. Jesus said, "The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life." Listen also as Christ today extends his loving invitation to your heart. Crucified on the cross and raised again on the third day, this resurrected Christ, this living Jesus, now sits on the right hand of God, and he is offering you an open invitation, just as he did to all those who heard him during his public ministry. In the Bible, in the Gospel of John, we read that on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood up, and then he gave his gospel invitation. The Bible says Jesus cried out, saying, "If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." Again, Jesus says, "Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him, he shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life." And so when Jesus today invites you to come to Him, our gracious Lord is extending an invitation which God originally gave many, many generations ago. Throughout the Old Testament, we read repeatedly of God's invitation for all who hunger and thirst to come to Him. The prophet Isaiah writes, "Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters." Again, Isaiah says, "The Lord will satisfy your desire. He will give strength to your bones. You will be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail." Our Lord's gracious invitation of help and hope is for everyone, including those of you now living in Seattle and Sacramento, Toronto and Tokyo, Miami and Minneapolis, Cairo and the Caribbean, Sioux Falls and Sault Ste. Marie, Biloxi and Boston. The writer of the book of Hebrews says, "Let us fix our eyes upon Jesus, for He is the author and the finisher of our faith." And for those who do keep their eyes upon Christ and who by faith cling to Him, the book of Revelation promises, "They shall hunger no more, and neither shall they thirst any more." Now let's also ask the pointed and the crucial question, why is it that so much of our present population continues to search and to search and to thirst for spiritual fulfillment? Charles Knuckles, a professor of anthropology at Emory University, who has spent much time studying religion and society, he writes this. He says, "We today have stripped away what our ancestors saw as essential, the importance of religion and the family." He continues by saying, "Now people are searching for something that they have lost and they don't remember what it is." People, Newsweek magazine says, are trying to fill the empty hole in their life with meaning. Unashamedly, people are asking, "Why are we here? What is the purpose of our existence?" The magazine authors then conclude by saying, "The answers change in each generation, but the questions are eternal." We disagree with Newsweek. It's the other way around. You see, basing our knowledge of the future upon God's revelation, we are convinced that the questions may indeed vary in every generation. But it's the answer, not the question, that is always the same. The Apostle Paul writes, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." Indeed, our humanity is so frail, and the spiritual hole in our heart is so deep and so empty, that we need daily to feed on Christ's words, His words of life. The Apostle Peter writes, "Like newborn babies, long for, yes, daily yearn for and desire the pure milk of God's word, so that through this living word you may grow in respect to salvation." And how is this all done? Well, it's actually accomplished by our gracious God when we are connected to the lifeline of Christ and His living word. And of course, this means more than merely a haphazard and occasional reading of the Bible. To stay spiritually strong, you and I need to feed our soul daily on the manna of God's word, just as we need to daily eat food to survive physically. Jesus said, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." And so then, if you are now one of the many thousands spoken of by Time magazine currently being tempted to embrace Buddhism, then consider the following facts. Buddha was born in North India in the year 555 BC. No prophet, not one prophet, foretold his coming. However, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, his birth was no surprise. It was long foretold. You see, Christ's birth was the fulfillment of over 300 prophecies throughout the entire Old Testament. Christ's birth and his death and his resurrection were all foretold by the prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, Ezekiel, David, Hosea, Zechariah, and others. And when King Herod heard that Jesus had been born, he began to inquire of the chief priests and the scribes as to where Christ's birth would take place. And then in response to the king's question, these scholars said to Herod, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet." And so then, if you still think there is little or no difference between Jesus and Buddha, listen to this. As Buddha lay dying at the age of 80, he told a young monk at his bedside, "My journey is nearing its end. Now you must be your own lamps. You must be your own refuge. Jesus, however, did not leave his disciples on their own. And as he ascended into heaven, Jesus said, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. And that's not all. Jesus Christ has also promised to return in glory and to take all of his followers with him to paradise. Finally, let's consider yet another area where the difference between Jesus and Buddha becomes even more crucial. You see, Buddhism teaches nothing about sin. The Bible, however, teaches that your sins and mine have separated us from our God, and you, the Bible says, were dead in your trespasses and sins. Just as the disobedience of children causes alienation between themselves and their parents, so also our sins have broken the relationship between us and our Lord. Because you and I have failed to keep the Ten Commandments perfectly, outside of Christ, we continue to be alienated from God. And there is absolutely nothing that you and I can do to get back to our Lord. There they cry out, the Bible says, but God does not answer because of the pride of evil men. Surely God will not listen to an empty cry, nor will the Almighty regard it. But the good news, my friend, recorded in the Bible is this. Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, has come to seek and to save the lost. Much more than St. Paul writes, we are justified by Christ's blood, which he shed on the crucifixion cross. Therefore, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Jesus. And having been justified by faith, we now have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, as the writer of Hebrews encourages us, let us fix our eyes upon Jesus, for he alone is the author and the finisher of our faith. Indeed, my friend, Jesus is saying to you today, whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him, he shall never thirst, and the water that I shall give him shall become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life. And so then, according to God's holy word, neither counterfeit faiths, nor New Age religion, nor Far Eastern Buddhism can ever give you that water of life which is eternal. But Jesus Christ can, and he will. Give up your doubts. Yes, repent of your sin of unbelief. Believe in Jesus Christ, and then, my friend, live with joy today and look forward to live forever with God in paradise. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.